如果你看哥利亚，他可能是一个欺负人的人。
But quite often a bully cannot fight well. But Goliath, he's a bully, but he's a warrior.
通常在欺负人的人，他们通常可能没有什么能力，但是哥利亚这里他是一个战士。
And when I'm sure when he cried out to the army of Israel.
他这里对以色列的军队呼叫。
He did not talk like with high pitch, right? He did not, yeah, I come here to fight against you. I'm sure he doesn't talk like that.
他不是用一个很高的声音说，我来这边跟你们打战。
But I'm sure, like, I'm here to fight against you, right?
Like, 他可能是用一个很低沉的声音说，我来这边来跟你打战。
I mean, can you imagine when hearing that kind of voice?
你可以想象，当你听到这样子的声音的时候。
And that's why the whole army of Israel, the whole army of Israel,
对以色列全部的军队。
Look at verse 11.
我们请看第十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
十七章十一节。
When Saul and all Israel heard this word of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
十一节讲到扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊惶极其害怕。
Remember, Saul was a head taller than anyone in Israel during that time.
我们记得扫罗他是比所有以色列人还要高一头。
And he was afraid.
就连他都会惧怕。
He's not only afraid; he was greatly afraid.
他不只害怕，他是惊惶极其害怕。
And also the whole army of Israel, they were greatly afraid.
以色列的众人也极其害怕。
But during that time, they only afraid when they heard him cry to them.
当他们害怕，是因为非利士人与他们叫喊。
But look at verse 24.
我们请看二十四节。
Chapter 17, verse 24.
十七章二十四节。
And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and were dreadfully afraid.
二十四节，以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。
So at first they heard him cry to them.
第一，他听到他们对他们的叫喊。
They were greatly afraid.
他们非常的害怕。
Now when they saw him,
他们看见他的时候
，they became dreadfully afraid.
他们极其害怕。
No, because sometimes when someone talks so big, right, and then you look at them, wow, this person is very small, right? But he talks very big.
有时候有些人可能讲大话，但是他们其实是一个娇小的人。
But this Goliath, he talked big and he looked big.
那哥利亚他这边他讲大话，他也是一个很大的人。
No wonder all the Israelites, they all flee away.
所以以色列的众人就逃，极其害怕逃跑。
And not only that,
不止这样。
They were dreadfully afraid.
他们非常的害怕。
Can you imagine if you wanted the soldier in the army during that time?
你可以想象，如果你是其中一个军人。
How would you feel?
你是什么样的感觉
？Because you worship the true and living God.
你敬拜的是独一真神。
And you are the army of the Most High God.
你是神最高的军队。
But now you're so afraid in front of your enemy.
但是你在你敌人面前却是极其害怕。
Actually, it's very shameful.
这是非常羞愧的。
It's very embarrassing.
是非常见不起人的。
What about nowadays for us?
那我们今天又是如何呢？
And I'm sure there's many enemies out there, just like Goliath.
我们今天可能有很多敌人在外面，就如同哥利亚一样。
But many times that you and I did not stand and fight against this kind of Goliath.
但是很多时候我们没有站立与他们对战。
Really, look at all our churches nowadays.
我们看所有的教会。
Satan is having victory upon us every day.
撒旦有每天都有得与我们得胜。
Why? Because we're always afraid of him.
因为我们永远都怕着他。
We're not willing to stand and fight against him.
我们不愿意站立与他对战。
Being afraid because we have no faith in God.
我们害怕，因为我们对神没有信心。
Because when you're afraid to the point that you're so dreadful, this means actually there's no way you can fight.
当你极其害怕的时候，你并没有那个能力去战斗。
Remember Gideon before he fight the great battle.
我们想起基甸他打战的时候
，God sent 32,000 people during that time.
神他派了32,000人。
Then God said 32,000 people there were too many.
神说32,000人太多了。
And He said if anyone afraid, let them go back home.
他说如果有害怕的人就让他们回家。
Then during that time 22,000 people went home.
那时候22,000人离开了。
Because being afraid in the battle.Can not only cause yourself to die, also your fellow soldier also to die.
因为当你在战斗中你害怕的时候，你不只让你自己丧命，你也可能让你的同伴丧命。
So that's why for us as the soldier of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们成为耶稣的精兵。
We have nothing to be afraid of.
我们不应该惧怕。
Why? Because God is the commander in chief in our army.
因为神是我们的领队的。
Sometimes we become so afraid.
有时候我们非常害怕。
Because we are fearful that something is going to happen to us.
我们害怕有些事情会发生在我们身上。
You know, my nephew, he lived with us now for 6 years now.
我的侄子跟我住了六年。
And I remember in the beginning, he used to lie a lot.
他一开始的时候，他常常说谎。
He still lies now, but not as much.
他现在还是偶尔会说谎，但是没有那么多。
And I remember one time I kept him Seven. I call him, his full name is Seven Dara, right? But we call him short for Seven.
我叫他的名字叫七。
So.
Seven,
that number seven, your number seven, right? So I keep telling him, seven, do not lie.
我跟他说七啊，不要讲说谎话。
And one time he lied again.
然后有一次他又说了谎。
So I got so upset with him.
所以我非常的生气。
And this time, you know, I'm 6 feet tall, but I went toward him, and I make angry face toward him because I was upset with him.
因为我六尺高，所以我往他。靠近，然后我给他一个非常生气的脸。
Because he knew that, you know, how strong I was, if I compared to him, right?
因为他知道我跟他比起来，我非常的强壮。
Because sometimes when we wrestle, all I do is just, you know, put one of my hand on his head, and that's it. He cannot move, right?
有时候我们玩闹的时候，把我的手放在他头上，他就输了。
And sometimes I'm like 7-8 feet away, I just throw him on the bed, right, like that.
有时候我可能在远距离就把他丢到床上去。
Of course, when we wrestle and we have fun, that's not so serious. But when Uncle is mad.And walking toward him with an angry face, he got so scared he urinated himself right, on himself.
他当然我们在玩闹的时候，这当然是没关系。但是当我生气的时候，他非常的害怕，然后他甚至尿了裤子。
Of course, I feel really sad during that time because I don't want him to be that scared. Right?
当然我也觉得非常伤心，因为我也不希望他这么的害怕。
But actually, being scared is not a good thing.
通常如果你害怕，不是一个好事。
I remember when I was working in the world.I was working as a therapist.
我记得我以前在世上的工作是一个心理医师。
When my patient came in, she was all shaky, she was all very scared.
我的病人进来的时候，有时候他们都在发抖，他们非常害怕。
I asked her what happened.
我问他们发生了什么事。
Because that day, because she's an illegal immigrant.
因为她那时候是一个非法移民。
So, you know, she went to work in a factory.
她在工厂工作。
And once in a while, the immigration officer would go to the factory and check whoever is illegal. They would arrest them, put them in jail.
有时候移民局会去工厂去抓，看谁是非法的移民。
So that day was just one of those days.
所以那天就刚好是发生的那一天。
And of course, when they heard immigration officers coming, so her boss hid about 10 to 12 of them in this storage room.
当他们听到移民局来的时候，他们的老板就把10到12个人。藏在储藏室里面。
But the problem was the storage room is all glass. It's all glass.
但是那个储藏室是玻璃。
So they were hiding behind all the boxes.
所以他们躲在那些盒子后面。
But while they were hiding, they see the immigration officer walking toward them.
当他们躲在盒子后面的时候，他们看得到移民局往他们这边走过来。
And they got so scared.
他们非常的害怕。
Some of them urinate on themselves.
他们有些人也尿了裤子。
And some even soil on themselves.
他们也有排便在他们身上。
Actually, being afraid, it really cripples us.
因为我们害怕的时候，是我们没有办法做任何的事情。
Can you imagine being a soldier being afraid?
你可以想象你是一个军人，但是你在害怕吗？
But if we look at Goliath,
但是你看哥利亚。
Even if we were Saul during that time,
如果你是扫罗那时候，
we would also become very afraid.
我们也是会害怕的。
Just like the whole army of Israel, they were afraid.
以色列全军也是非常害怕的。
Why?
为什么？
Because God was not with them.
因为神没有与他们同在。
There's no way Saul and the army of Israel can use their own physical strength to go against Goliath.
扫罗与以色列全军，他们没有办法用自己的能力与非利士人还有哥利亚对仗。
And look at verse 25, chapter 17, verse 25.
我们请看17章25节。
So the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel."And it shall be that a man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches, will give him his daughter, and give his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel. So we can go ahead.
25节，以色列人彼此说：“这上来的人，你们看见了吗？他上来是要向以色列人骂阵。若有能杀他的，王必赏赐他大财，加自己的女儿给他为妻，必在以色列人中免他富家纳粮当差。
So King Saul knew everyone was afraid, including himself.
所以扫罗王这里知道他与以色列全军都是害怕的。
So because of this, he wanted to give them great incentive to go and kill Goliath.
因为这样，所以他给他们赏赐。
First, he said the king will enrich with great riches.
第一，这里王必赏赐他大财。
Second, the king would give his daughter to whoever killed Goliath.
第二，将王的女儿给他为妻。
If he gave his daughter to you, this means you become the royal family.
如果你娶王的女儿的话，那表示你可以成为贵族。
And then the third thing.
第三。
That the father's house will exempt from taxes in Israel.
他父家纳粮当差，会被免去。
I mean, this is great incentive.
这是非常好的奖赏。
But the men, they are not foolish.
但是他们并不笨。
Of course, if they go against Goliath, they would be dead. So what's the point to receive all those rewards?
因为他们如果跟哥利亚对打的话，他们就死掉。那这些赏赐有什么用呢？
You know, when I was living in San Jose.
我当我住在 San Jose 的时候。
And quite often I used to drive from San Jose to Sacramento.
我常常从 San Jose 开到 Sacramento.
And before when I head out from San Jose, I always see, you know, I go to Oakland, my Oakland, California.
然后当我在路上的时候，我会经过加州的 Oakland.
And I always see this big bulletin board.
我看到一个牌子。
Police officer wanted.
他说你说有一个警察需要的。
Base salary $70,000.
他们在找警察，然后他们的工作是最低薪是70,000.
And I was in the Bay Area for 8 years, and the bulletin board is always there.
我在那边八年，然后那个。牌子永远都在那边。
But $70,000 a year—that's a lot for police officer.
一年70,000其实对警察来讲是非常多的。
But they know if they be a police officer in Oakland, they would be killed. So what's it? You know, what if you make $70,000, $100,000? It doesn't matter. You can be killed anyway, right?
因为没有人，因为他们知道，如果你在 Oakland 这一区当警察的话，你可能会被杀死。
So really, when we are the soldier of Christ.
如果我们是神的精兵的话
，If we only use external reward, sooner or later we won't do it anymore.
我们如果只用外，我们只注重外表的赏赐的话，我们是不会为神而做的。
When I go to Africa,
我去非洲的时候
，Really, I mean, the last time I went to Africa, I lost 25 pounds.
我上次去非洲的时候，我掉了25磅。
And not only that, I cannot sleep, I cannot eat. I mean, they're just a lot of suffering.
我没有办法吃，没有办法睡，然后我们受了很多的苦。
And I say to myself, say if I make even if I make $200,000 a year, I would not go to Africa.、Right?
如果我跟神讲，如果有很多钱的话，我也不会去非洲工作。
Why? Because there's a limit. Why? Because if I go to Africa, sometime during a baptism, you can get bitten by a snake and then you die.
因为有时候，如果你在非洲给人家受洗礼的时候，你可能会被蛇咬，然后你就死掉。
And then one time I was walking in a jungle, and the one of the local brothers say, "Oh, this jungle is the deadliest jungle. Why? Because many people die from snake bite."
有一次我们经过一个丛林，然后有一个弟兄说这是死亡的丛林，因为有很多人在里面死掉。
And I remember during one of the baptism, I came out, and then I have leeches all over my thighs. The leeches sucking my blood.
有一次我们在洗礼的时候，我从水出来，然后有很多虫在吸我的血。
I mean, I grew up in this country. I mean, everything is nice here, right?
我在这个国家里面长大，每一个事情都是非常美好的。
So if I go to Africa because of external reward, I'm not going to go again, right?
如果只为了外在的奖赏，我是不会去非洲的。
So here, even the king want to give such great incentive to the soldier who's going to fight Goliath and kill him.Then it's no point to receive those incentives. Why? Because they're going to be dead anyway.
其实这里王要赏赐他们大财，他们没有人要去，因为如果他们死的话，这些财富有什么用呢？
Now you can see this whole battlefield.
你可以看到这个战场。
The chosen people of God.
神所拣选的人。
Those who worship the true living God.
他们敬拜的是活的真神。
Against an uncircumcised person.
与未受割礼的人打战。
That is Goliath.
就是哥利亚。
Then Goliath was so brave to go against them.
哥利亚非常的有勇气与他们对打。
But the one who worshipped the true and living God.
但是那敬拜唯一真神的。
They were so afraid.
他们极其害怕。
Is something wrong with this picture?
当你想象这个图片的时候，有一些东西是错误的。
Of all the soldiers that's in the army during that time, why would they be so afraid?
这边所有的军队在这里，为什么他们会害怕呢
？And really think about ourselves nowadays too.
我们想我们自己的生活。
We know now is the last day. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon.
我们知道我们的主耶稣要再来。
And you and I have to fight many battles.
我们需要打很多的仗。
But are we brave enough?
如果我们有足够的勇气
，to fight for our Lord Jesus Christ.
为我们主耶稣而打战。
But even though the whole army of Israel, they were afraid of Goliath.
其实这以色列全军都害怕哥利亚。
But there's one shepherd boy.
但这里有一个牧羊人。
And the shepherd boy is willing to fight against Goliath.
这个牧羊的男孩愿意为神来打哥利亚。
This is very strange.
非常奇怪的一件事。
Wait, think about this story.
我们想一下这个故事。
And the shepherd boy, what kind of weapon does he have?
这个牧羊的男孩，他的武器是什么呢？
Look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
我们请看撒母耳记上十七
章。Verse 40.
四十节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40.
撒母耳记上十七章四十节。
Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine.
四十节，他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子，放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊里，手中拿着甩石的机旋，就去迎那非利士人。
Compare Goliath to David.
我们来比较哥利亚跟大卫。
David during the time was only a youth.
他那时候只是一个青年。
And look at what kind of weapon he brought to go against Goliath.
我们来看他拿了什么武器与哥利亚对打。
He brought a staff, right?
他拿了一个杖。
Then when Goliath looked at him,
看哥利亚。
And look at the staff.
看到那个杖。
He said, what you do? You come to bring a stick and hit me? Yeah, you can, that's what he said. You're going to come bring a stick and hit me with it?
如果你是哥利亚，你不会觉得说，这个人是要拿这个杖来打我吗？
Then what? And he had 5 smooth stones.
这边有五块光滑的石子。
Then he had a shepherd's bag.
然后跟牧人带的囊。
Then he had a sling.
然后跟机旋。
What kind of battle is David is fighting?
大卫这里是打什么样的战呢？
I mean, look at your enemy, who you're fighting against. How can you go and fight against him with your staff, with your sling, and with your rocks?
你看看你的敌人，你怎么可以用杖跟石头，还有囊袋跟机旋来与他打战呢？
Why was David was so brave?
为什么大卫这么有勇气？
Why was he not afraid?
他为什么不害怕？
Just like all the other soldiers were dreadfully afraid.
为什么他不跟其他的军人一样害怕呢？
First, his motivation to fight against the Philistine is to glorify God's name.
因为他打非利士人的动机是为了荣耀神。
And this is very important.
那这是非常重要的。
Let's read verse 46, chapter 17, verse 46.
我们请看十七章四十六节。
This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air.And the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
四十六节，今日主神必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士人军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，叫普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
You can see the reason why David wanted to go against Goliath.
我们这里可以看到为什么大卫要跟
Because when Goliath cried out, he defiled the army of God.
因为当哥利亚与以色列人军队叫喊的时候，他侮辱了神的名。
When David heard that,
当大卫听到的时候，
he was very angry.
他非常的生气。
Why? Because this is the army of God.
因为这是神的军队。
So that's his motivation to kill Goliath.
所以这是他的动机去击杀哥利亚。
So that all the earth will know there's a God in Israel.
这以色列中有神。
So for us, when we do something for our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以我们为神做事的时候，
when we fight against the enemy,
我们跟我们的敌人对打的时候，
we need to have the right motivation.
我们必须要有对的动机。
If the motivation is to give ourselves glory,
如果我们的动机是为了给我们自己荣耀，
then God cannot be with us.
这样神就没有办法与我们同在。
If the motivation actually to, you know, to gain something for ourselves, then God would not be with us.
如果我们的动机是为了我们可以得到什么东西的时候，我们神也不会与我们同在。
But the ultimate motivation.Is God's name will be glorified?
动机应该是神的名可以得到荣耀。
No, as you know that I'm English speaking, right? I don't speak Chinese.
你知道我是讲英文的，我不讲中文。
And since I've been in Christ,
我来信主之后，
I know that many brothers and sisters try to build an English-speaking church.
有很多的弟兄姐妹想要来建立一个只讲英文的教会。
And of course, I mean, in the long run, there's nothing wrong with that.
当然，以长途的眼光来讲，这是没有错的。
But I always see the motivation is wrong.
但是我觉得有时候看到动力是错的。
Because a lot of time they want to be the first TJC that all English speaking.
因为他们的动力是在于他们想要建立第一间真耶稣教会是只讲英文的。
What is that going to do with anything?
那这又有什么用呢？
If you want to build an English-speaking church only to glorify God's name, to bring more people to Christ, that is a good motivation.
如果你的动力是为了建立一个只有讲英文的教会，是为了来荣耀神的话，那才是一个好的动机。
I mean, look at when people they build the Tower of Babel.
我们来看那些盖巴别塔的人。
Actually, it's nothing wrong to build a skyscraper, right? It's nothing wrong with that.
如果要盖一个摩天大楼是没有关系的。
But their motivation was wrong.
他们的动机是错误的。
Why? Because they want to glorify their name.
为什么？因为他们想要荣耀自己的名。
That's why they want to build a city after their own name.
所以他们要建立一个城市用他们的名字。
Because of this, God was not pleased.
因为这样神并不开心。
So the same thing for us.
所以对我们来讲也是一样的。
Anything that you and I want to do,
我们想要做的事情
make sure our motivation is to glorify God's name.
确定我们的动机是为了荣耀神的名。
For example, we're branching off to Chino Hills.
例如我们要 Chino Hills 要分开。
What is the reason why we're branching out?
为什么？那我们分开的理由是什么呢
？Of course, we hope that we can win more soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，我们希望为主耶稣赢得更多的灵魂。
Then on the end, His name will be glorified.
所以在最后，他的名会得到荣耀。
But if we do for any other reason.
如果你为其他的理由而做的话
，Just like here, when King Solomon offered him riches, offered him his daughter, offered him tax exempt, on the end they cannot do it.
就像扫罗这样，他这边给人家赏赐，但是最后并没有办法做到。
Of course, as many of you know that being a pastor is not easy.
那有很多人知道当一个传道是不简单的事。
And we know the pay is not so good.
那薪水也没有那么好。
Until this day, I have no idea how much I get paid. Right? I just tell my wife whatever money the GA give her, just put in the bank. That's pretty much it, right?
直到今日我也不知道到底我的薪水是多少。如果我拿到薪水的时候，我就直接给我太太，叫她放到银行里。
But why do we want to become pastors?
为什么我们想要当传道人员呢
？Because the reward is very great.
因为我们的赏赐是非常丰盛。
The reward that is great, we cannot see it now, but we're going to see it in the future.
那个赏赐我们现在没有办法看到，但是我们以后会看到。
So the same thing as brothers and sisters.
所以对于弟兄姐妹来讲也是一样。
That everything we do, we cannot see it right now.
我们所做的，我们可能现在看不到。
But for sure, everything we do for Christ, our treasure is stored up in heaven.
但确实的，我们为神所做的会存在天上。
So make sure we do with the right motivation.
所以我们要确定我们做的事是为了主正确的动机。
You know, as minister, we also travel a lot.
那传道人也非常常。
And I remember one year, I'm hardly home.And one year, I'm hardly home. I'm not home. I'm traveling so much.
传道人员常常的飞来飞去，然后有一年他几乎不在家。
And there were times I was complaining to God.
然后有一次我对神抱怨。
At that time, I have really bad stomach ache. I always have migraine. And then they sent me to Australia, right, for one of the seminars.
那时候我肚子痛，然后又常头痛，然后他们把我送到澳洲。
And I was saying to God, like,God, you know, there's no other workers you can send to Australia. I mean, there's plenty. Why you have to send me over there, right? That's what I'm saying to myself, right?
那时候我跟神讲，跟我自己讲，神啊，有这么多其他的圣工人，为什么要差派我呢
？And I have stomach virus, and that I have to go to the bathroom very often.
我那时候肚子有病毒，然后我需要常上厕所。
And even one time when we went to the city to evangelize, to pass out flyers and things like that, I have to run back, right? Because I had to go to the bathroom.
有一次我去城市里面，传福音。那我有一次还需要回去去上厕所。
But when I during that evening prayer，
在那天晚上祷告的时候
，When I kneel down and pray， I felt so guilty。
我跪下来祷告的时候，觉得罪恶感很重。
I'm saying to myself， Why am I complaining？
我跟我自己讲，为什么我在抱怨呢
？Because the reason I became a pastor not is to gain anything from this world， but because I love my Lord。
我来当传道不是为了要得到世上的什么，而是因为我爱我的主耶稣基督。
Actually, during that prayer, changed my whole mentality how to serve God.
在那次祷告中，我的服事的态度改变了。
Because on the end, we know.
因为最后我们知道。
That reward is great.
赏赐是丰盛的。
And reward that one day you and I will see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face.
然后我们会亲自见到我们主耶稣基督。
So make sure everything we do in the right motivation.
所以我们要确定我们所做的一切有 对的动机。
When we do in the right motivation, God will give us victory.
当我们做事有对的动机的时候，神会让我们得胜。
And what's some other reason?
我们有什么其他的原因呢？
Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
我们来看撒母耳记上十七章。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
Samuel, 1 Samuel 17, verse 32.
撒母耳记上十七章三十二节。
Then David said to Saul, "Let no man, heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Verse 33.
三十三。
And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against him, the Philistine, to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." Verse 34.
三十四。
But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep."And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of his flock, was 35. I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by the beard and struck it and killed it, verse 36. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defiled the army of the living God.So we can see here that why was David was not afraid.
我们这里可以看到为什么大卫并不惧怕。
Because when he's a shepherd,
因为当他是牧羊的时候
he experienced God so much.
他体验到神。
I mean, as a youth, how can you go against a lion? How can you go against the bear?
当你是一个年轻人的时候，你怎么跟狮子或是熊打对打呢？
Because God was with him.
因为神与他同在。
And he knew if he'd be able to kill bears and need to kill lions.Then for sure he can kill Goliath also.
因为他知道他可以杀死狮子跟熊，他一定可以杀死哥利亚。
That's why to have experience with God is very important to be a soldier of Christ.
所以我们当耶稣精兵的时候，我们与神的经验是非常重要的。
You know, my nephew 7.
我的侄子七岁。
I mean, quite often he doesn't listen what I tell him what he need to do.
很多时候我跟他讲什么他都不听。
And every time he doesn't listen to me, always something bad happens.
他每次不听我的话的时候，然后他总是有不好的事情
发生。For example, when he eat dinner,
我们在吃晚餐的时候
，he always stand on his tippy toe.
他总是垫着脚。
And I tell him, Seven, if you stand your tippy toe, someday you're gonna fall and hit your head.
我跟他讲说，如果你每天都垫着你的脚的话，你有一天会跌倒，你可能会。
So sure enough, one day I got a phone call from the school.
然后我接到学校打来的电话。
And the school nurse say your nephew have bloody nose and.Split his lips open.
学校的护士说，你的侄子他有流鼻血，然后他的嘴巴破裂。
And she said he wanted to go home.
然后他想回家。
And I said okay, so I went to school.
然后我说好，那我去学校。
And the time, of course, he sit in the office, and he was only about 6-7 years old at the time, and it was all bleeding, has all this tissue full of blood, right? And he's all like bleeding stuff like that in the office.
所以我去办公室接他，然后那时候他才六七岁，然后还有很多的卫生纸，然后全部都是血。
And I ask him what happened.
我问他发生什么事。
He's like, I don't know what happened. I was sitting on a table, and then my head just fell and hit the desk and the table.
他说我不知道发生了什么事，我是坐在椅子上，然后我就跌倒了，然后我的头就被打到。
And ask him, were you sitting normal? Like, did you sit normally? You know, usually when you sit?
我问他说你是乖乖的坐着吗？
He's like, yeah, I was just sitting normal, just my head just smashed the table.
他说我就是很正常的坐着，然后我就突然就跌倒了。
I say, Seven, do you sit on your tippy toes again?
他说你坐的时候你是垫着脚的吗？
He said, yes, uncle. Right.
他说是的。
And that's why he slipped and then banged his head on the table, and then both of his lips cracked, right, really bad.
因此这样，所以他跌倒，所以他的嘴唇都破裂了。
And his nose all bleeding.
然后他的鼻子也流鼻血。
So of course he want to go home.
他当然想要回家。
And I say, you don't need to go home.
我跟他说你不需要回家。
It's nothing. It's only a little blood.
这没有什么，只是一点血而已。
And I say, what you can do, right? You can just you go back to your class, and they see all the tissue full of blood. They think you're so cool, right?
我说你可以做什么，就是你回去你的教室上课，然后当别人看到你一堆血的时候，他们觉得你很帅。
And I'm sure the kids think you're so tough. Can you imagine you go to all bleeding stuff, and the kid look at you, think you're so tough?
我跟他说，那其他小孩看到你这样子。会觉得你很强壮。
Then he thought about it, like, oh yeah, that's a good idea.
于是他这样想，然后他就说那是不错的想法。
So he went back to his class.
所以他就回去他的教室。
Then when he came, when I go pick him up after school.
所以他放学的时候去接他。
Oh, he was all happy and everything, right?
他非常的开心。
He's like, yeah, uncle, you're right. All the kids thought I was so cool. I was full of blood and things like that, right?
他说：“叔叔，你说的对，因为其他小孩都觉得我很帅。”
And I say, you see what happened when you don't listen?
我跟他说：“你看，你不听我话的时候发生什么事？”
But don't worry, even though your lips are all cracked right now, please just pray to God.
我说不要担心，虽然你的嘴巴破了，但是跟神祷告。
And God will heal your lips.
神会医治你的嘴。
And no time as a kid, he's simple-minded.
他说小孩他只是非常的单纯。
And he prayed to God.
他向神祷告。
Really, a couple of days later, his lips were completely healed.
几天之后，他的嘴巴就完全愈合了。
And then he came and told me like, Uncle, God healed my lips.
他来跟我说，神医治了我的嘴唇。
And I said, Yeah, see what happened when you pray to God.
我就跟他说，你看你跟神祷告的时候就发生了。
A couple of weeks later, I received another phone call.
然后几个礼拜之后，我又接到一通电话。
That my nephew broke his arm.
我的侄子把他的手摔坏了。
So I went to pick him up.
我去接他。
Because I tell him, don't be a follower.
我跟他说，不要当一个跟从的人。
Because I see, you know, even though he's my nephew, I know he's not my kid, right? Because he's a follower. I'm never a follower.
我虽然他不是我知道他是我的侄子，他不是我儿子。然后他是一个喜欢跟人家的人，然后我不是。
When other kids do something bad and you know it's bad, don't do it.
当你知道其他小孩做的事情是不好的时候，你不要跟着他们做。
So now his arm is broken.
所以现在他的手坏了。
And ask him, why did you break your arm?
那我就问他说，为什么你的手是坏的？
He said, yeah, I was on the jungle gym and the kid pushed me and I fell off and I broke my arm.
他说我在一个体育器材上，然后有一个小孩推我，然后我就跌下去了。
And I say, why did you allow the kid to push you?
我问他说：“你为什么让那个小孩来推你呢？”
He said, "Well, all the other kids were doing it."
他说：“其他小孩也在做这些事。”
So, I said, "That's what you get. You see, you don't listen, and you just fall, and now you have a broken arm."
所以我跟他说：“你不听话，这件事情就会发生，你就手就摔伤了。”
So we went to the doctor.
所以我们去医生那边。
Oh, this doctor is so rough. So he was cracking my nephew's arm. He's twisting it, cracking, and it's like it doesn't hurt, right? It doesn't hurt. He keep going, burn, like that, right?
然后那医生对他非常的严厉，他就拿着抓着他的手，然后扭来扭去，跟他说不会痛，对不对？不会痛。
And the time, me and him, we just laughing.
那时候我们两个就对着对笑。
Of course, like we saying these doctors crazy, right?
我就觉得可能我们疯了。
So we start laughing. Then I told him, just pray to God.
我跟他说就跟神祷告就好。
And God will heal your arm.
神会医治你的手。
Really, a couple weeks later, of course he had a cast on. A couple weeks later, his whole arm completely healed.
然后他两个礼拜之后呢，他的手就完全的愈合了。
Then he was so excited, saying, "Uncle, God healed my arm." Right?
他非常的兴奋，说神医治了我的手。
And one day we went to Sacramento Church.
有一天我们去 Sacramento 教会。
I always tell him, "Do not run around in church like a crazy person."
我跟他说，不要在教会里面疯疯癫癫的跑。
Because kids they love to run around, right?
因为小孩喜欢跑来跑去。
So I was in a council meeting at that time.
我在职务会里面。
And then one of the members told me, "Oh, your nephew fell and pretty much hurt his knee."
有一个会众跟我讲说，你的侄子。跌倒，然后他受伤了。
So I told him, "Can you just take care of it? I'm finished my council meeting, and then I'll go and talk to him later."
我跟他讲，那你可以帮我照顾他一下。我在我的会议里面，我等下再去看他。
I did not know how bad it was.
我不知道说有多严重。
So he had jeans on.
他那时候穿牛仔裤。
So when I went out, you know, they cut his jeans already, right?
我出去的时候，他已经把他的牛仔裤剪掉了。
So then I look at his knee.
我看他的膝盖。
And the big piece of skin underneath his knee, falling off, you almost can see his bone.
那膝盖下面的皮呢，整掉下来，然后你可以几乎可以看到他的骨头。
Because as a man, I look at him, don't worry about it. It's not.
如果像一个男生，你可能跟他说不要担心。
But deep down inside my heart, I was crying. Like, oh, my poor nephew, you know.
那我心灵的深处可能为我的侄子在伤心。
You know what he said to me?
你知道他跟我讲什么吗
？Uncle, don't worry about it. I'll pray. God will heal me.
他跟我说，叔叔不要担心，我跟神祷告，他会医治我。
His faith was so simple.
他的信心就这么的单
纯。Why? Because he had experiences that God healed him before.
因为他有体验过神医治他。
So within 2 weeks, his knee was completely healed. There's no way for me. There's no way that kind of accident on his knee can be healed in 2 weeks like that.
他两个礼拜之内，他的膝盖就完全复合，我也很难相信。
And then when we moved to Dallas,
然后我们搬到达拉斯。
Then Dern wanted to pray. He was crying.
他在祷有一次他祷告中他在哭。
This 7-year-old kid, why is he crying? You know? And after the prayer, I say, why are you crying?
问他说, 你为什么哭?
And he said, one of the good brothers that, that I play with, his parents don't come to church on Friday.
他说因为他有一个朋友,
but I want them to come to church on Friday.
我希望他们能够来教会。
Of course, for him, so he can play around with his friend too, right?
That's 对他来讲, 他只是想要跟他的朋友一起玩。
So he was praying for them.
他为他们带到。
Then the following week,
下一个礼拜,
they started coming on Friday.
他们礼拜五就开始来聚会。
And until now, they're still coming on Friday.
然后直到现在, 他们礼拜五都会来聚会。
And for me, I didn't even pray for those members. And I'm a minister, I didn't even pray for them, right?
我自己当一个传道, 我没有为他们祷告。
Because back then, I wasn't there long enough to know they did not come every Friday.
因为那时候我不知道,
but why my nephew is like this?
为什么我的侄子是这样子?
Because in every little things in his life, he experienced God.
因为他在他生命中每一件小事上，他都体验到神。
Even though he's only 9 years old.
其实他只有9岁。
But I'm sorry, he just turned 10 2 weeks ago.
他现在是10岁。
But you see, his mentality with God is very amazing.
他对神的态度是非常惊奇的。
Of course, as a pastor, we're always very tough on our children.
我们当传道有时候对我们的小孩非常的严格。
Even though he's my nephew, but we adopted him. He lived with us for well, 6 years already.
虽然他是我侄子，但是我领养他，然后我们住了在一起有六年。
When he was young,
他小的时候,
we used to get up every single morning to pray together.
我们早上都会一起起来祷告。
Then when he turned 9 years old,
他九岁的时候,
he get up by himself,
他自己会起来,
showers by himself,
自己洗澡,
eat by himself,
自己吃早餐,
and pray by himself,
自己祷告。
And not only that, during the day, have to write, have to read the Bible half an hour and write a couple of pages of what he wrote. I mean, what he read about.
不止这样，他还会每天花半个小时看圣经，然后写一两三页的心得。
So now every day, 6:45.
他每天早上6:45.
He gets up.
他起来.
And he go to the bathroom and do whatever he need to do.
他去厕所。
And he go get his own breakfast.
他自己去拿早餐。
Then by 7:15, I can hear him praying by himself.
然后7:15的时候，我可以听到他祷告的声音。
And sometimes he get to pray until 7:45.
他可以祷告到7:45。
That's half an hour.
祷告半个小时。
You know why he be able to do it?
你知道为什么他可以做这样的事吗？
Because he experienced God in his life.
因为他在他生命中有体验到神。
And the before I left to come here,
当我离开来这边的时候，
because I told seven. Today you can just read the Bible. You don't need to write. You don't need to write what you read.
我跟他说，你今天可以就读经，你不需要写你的心得。
Then he was like 3 hours, like doing something for 3 hours.
然后他做了某件事情3个小时。
Then he gave me his essay on what he and what he read. 5 pages.
他给我一个5页的文章，在于他读了什么东西。
And I feel bad. I still didn't have time to read it because that time I was so busy. So I don't want him to write. So I don't need to read it, right?
我那时候叫他不要写，因为我没有时间去读。
But he wrote 5 pages pertaining to the thing that he read in the Bible.
但是他读经之后，他写了5页的文章。
And for me, the only reason he can do it is because he experienced God in his life.
他有办法做到这件事情，因为他有体验到神。
Look at David.
我们来看大卫。
All the soldiers, they were so afraid.
其他的军人都非常的害怕。
Why David was not afraid?
为什么大卫并不害怕？
Because he experienced God in his life.
因为他生命中有体验到神。
God gave the strength to kill the lions.
神给他力量去杀狮子。
God gave the strength to kill the bear.
给他力量去杀熊。
You know, I mean, if you see a lion in a real lion, they are huge, they are very scary, right?
如果你看到一个真正的狮子的话，非常大，非常恐怖。
If you see a bear, the same thing too. It's very scary.
我看到一个熊也是一样的，非常。
But because those are wild animals.
因为他们是野生的。
I don't know if you haven't know. I was watching this thing they call the grizzly man. So this grizzly man, he loves bear and he wants to live with them just like all the bears, right? He live with them, right?
我在看一个秀，然后他喜欢跟熊住。
Then one day, him and his wife, they were missing.
然后有一天，他们人不见了。
Why they were missing?
啊，我不见了。
Then one day they kill a bear and they found the remains of his wife and him inside the bear.
Right?
I don't know why I told the story, but yeah. So, but bear very, you know, it's very scary. Right?
熊是非常恐怖的生物。
But David was not afraid.
但是大卫并不害怕。
Why? Because God was with him.
因为神与他同在。
But even though many people discourage him,
虽然有很多人不鼓励他这样做。
Look at his brothers.
看看他的弟兄们。
Verse chapter 17, verse 28.
我们看17章28节。
Now Eliab, his older brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was arose against David and said to him, Why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. Actually, we can see here, his brother told him, What are you doing here? Right? Go take care of the sheep.
我这里可以看到大卫的兄长跟他说，你在这边做什么？你应该去
管理那些羊。But if you were David,
如果你是大卫的话，
But your brothers are the closest thing to you.
你的弟兄是你最亲的人。
But your brother discouraged you. Come on, you're only a shepherd. Go your way already. Bring back the sheep to your dad already, right?
他的兄长跟他说，你只是一个牧羊的，你赶快回去吧。
But David was not discouraged.
但是大卫没有因此灰心。
And but look at King Saul said to him, right?
我们来看扫罗王跟他说什么。
Verse 33. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 33.
17章33节。
And Saul said to David, You are not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he, a man of war from his youth. So you can see the king of Israel also discouraged him.
我们这里看到以色列王也不建议他去打战。
He said, "You know, you're not thing but a youth."
你只是一个青年。
But he's a warrior from his youth.
但是他从小就是一个勇士。
And well, how did the enemy look at him?
那他的敌人又怎么看他呢？
Look at verse 42 and verse 43.
我们来看42节、43节。
And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. Right, verse 43.
43.
So the Philistine said to David. Am I a dog? You come to me with a stick? And the Philistine cursed David by his God, right? Can you imagine Goliath see David, right? Being a youth, come here, right? What are you doing here?
你可以想象，如果哥利亚看到大卫这样来，然后一个年纪这么轻的人。
So the closest people tell him, hey, you go back home already, right?
所以对大卫来讲，他最亲的人跟他说，你回家吧。
And the leader of Israel tell him, you cannot go against Goliath. You're nothing but a youth.
领着以色列军队的人跟他说：“你也回家吧，你只是一个年轻的人。”
And then Goliath looked at him. I don't know why Goliath said he was handsome, but I mean David must be really handsome for Goliath to notice that, right? I say you're nothing but ruddy and good-looking, right? That's it, right?
这里哥利亚也说你只是一个好看的人。
But David did not get discouraged.
但是大卫没有因此灰心。
Really, when God is with us,
因为当神与我们同在的时候
，No one can go against us.
没有人可以抵挡我们。
So that is so important nowadays.
这是为什么今天来讲是非常重要的。
You can see nowadays our church become weaker and weaker.
我们看我们的教会有时候软弱。
Why? Because our heart become weaker and weaker, and our faith is, you know, it's not up to the point that God wants us to be.
为什么？因为我们的心也变成软弱的，然后我们的信心不是神要我们在的地方。
But we cannot stay in this. We cannot stay like this.
但是我们不能待在同样的地方。
We must continue to cultivate ourselves.
我们必须常常灵修自己。
We must continue to become strong, just like David.
我们必须像大卫一样常
，Of course,
坚强。
You can see that during the time Saul just gave up. Saul said, "Okay, if you want to go fight against him, go ahead, go and fight against him."
当然那时候扫罗已经放弃了，他说你要打就打吧。
And then what did Saul do?
那扫罗做了什么呢？
Saul wanted to give him his armor.
扫罗想要给大卫他的盔甲。
Of course, armor of the king is.Something is very important.
当然，王的盔甲是一个非常重要的东西。
Look at verse 38.
我们请看三十八节。
17:38.
十七章三十八节。
So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. Verse 39.
三十九。
David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these."I have not tested them, so David took them off. So here during that time, actually Saul, you know, wanted to give David his armor.
这时候扫罗想要把他自己的战衣给大卫。
But David tried it; it does not fit him.
但是大卫试了，他并穿不太大。
Because of this, he just took all off.
所以他就把它脱下了。
Why did David not willing to wear it?
为什么大卫不想要穿呢？
Because if the armor can truly protect David.Why would Saul be so afraid?
如果这个战役可以真真实实的来保护他的话，那为什么扫罗又要惧怕呢？
Because if the armor can protect them, then Saul would go against Goliath.
如果他的战役可以保护他的话，扫罗自己就会去跟哥利亚对战了。
But David knew that the armor cannot protect him from his enemy.
大卫知道这个战衣并没有办法保护他。
Why? Because this armor belonged to men.
因为这个战衣是人的。
So that's why for us nowadays.
所以对我们今日来讲。
You know, quite often we always want to be like other churches.
我们有时候很想要像其他教会一样。
Because it seems like every time they continue, the other church continue to grow.
因为有时候看其他教会一直在成长。
But think about this.
那我们想一下。
How do the church grow?
那他们的教会是怎么的成长？
For example, right now we're renting a church in Dallas.
例如我们现在达拉斯教会是会堂是用租的。
And you know what they have on Wednesday night?
他们你知道他们礼拜三晚上是什么吗？
Because some of our members was like, wow, they have so many youth to come to their church.
我们教会人有时候说，哦，他们有很多的青年来教会。
Wednesday night they have casino night.
他们礼拜三有赌博。
For all the youth to go and have fun.
让所有青年去，所以他们可以玩。
And then just last month,
上个月
they, when I, you know, they posted all over the church. So in the bathroom, there's a big sign, you know, Texas Hold'em.
他们在教会的各个地方来宣传，他们会来玩德州扑克。
You know what Texas Hold'em is, right?
你知道那是什么吗？
It's card games, right? They have card games.
就是卡的游戏。
And so they put in big advertisement, we're going to hire a professional dealer. So please come to join us.
他们放广告说他们要邀请一个专业的人，然后来玩这个德州扑克。
Of course, if we want to increase members in this way, we also can do, right?
当然，如果你想要用这个方法来让教会成长的话，我们也可以这样
做。We can have mahjong night, right? You can have mahjong night. Right?
我们可以来打麻将。
Why not, right?
为什么呢？
And there's a lot of old ladies out there, old men. They have nothing else to do, right? Let's have mahjong night every single night. Let's do mahjong instead of preaching the gospel.
那可能有很多老人家在外面，然后你们可以带他们来打麻将。
I mean, I can teach karate too. I know a little bit of karate. Let's have karate night too, right?
我们也可以。
Okay, let's skip that. Yeah, it's not a good idea. Whatever, it's not a good idea, right? It's not a good idea.
这不是一个很好的主意。
So that's why for us, when people come to church, they expect us to preach them the truth.
当人来我们教会的时候，他们希望我们。给他们传真理。
Don't try to be like other churches.
不是要像其他教会一样。
And that's why David he knew that he cannot put on those no armor to protect him from Goliath.
就像大卫知道他这些战衣他并没有办法保护他。
But instead, look at verse 40.
我们来看四十节。
David then he took a staff in his hand.
他手中拿杖。
A staff of a shepherd.
他牧羊的杖。
What does a staff mean?
那杖是什么意思
？Staff means authority.
杖就是权力。
So the same thing for you and I.
对我们来讲也是一样。
We have the authority of God on our side.
我们神的权力与我们同在。
So it doesn't matter who we go against, God always going to give us victory.
不管我们与谁对战，神永远都会给我们胜利。
But you and I must have faith.
但我们必须要有信心。
We must cultivate ourselves.
我们必须灵修自己。
We must continue going to the Bible and search the scriptures.
我们必须回到圣经来查考圣经的经节。
So he took his staff.
他拿了他的杖
and he chose himself five smooth stones from the brook.
他自己挑选了五个光滑的石子。
Of course, if you're gonna do the sling, it's important to have smooth stones.
当然，如果你要用机旋的话，你必须要有光滑的石头。
If you put like a flat stone in your sling when you sling it, you're probably gonna hit yourself with it, right? Because it doesn't go out. Right?
如果你用扁的石头的话，你在转的时候可能会打到自己，因为它并不会飞出去。
But what do these five smooth stones represent?
这五块石头代表了什么呢？
It represents the word of God.
这是代表神的话。
And how can this stone become smooth?
那石头要怎么变回光滑呢？
Because it took it from the brook.
因为它从溪里面挑出来。
And the brook represents the spirit of God.
那这溪就是代表神的灵。
So that's why for you and I.
对我们来讲。
If we truly want to have victory in any battles.
我们要在战斗中得胜的话。
We must use the word of God.
我们必须用神的话。
But this word of God must be used by the Holy Spirit.
这个神的话呢，必须要借由圣灵。
So that's why for David.
所以对大卫来讲
，He went to the brook and took five smooth stones.
他从溪中挑选五块光滑的石。
Because the brook can make the stone very smooth.
因为这个溪可以让石子光滑。
Then where did he put it?
他放在哪里
？He put it in a shepherd's bag.
他放在牧人的囊袋里。
I mean, this bag is not like Louis Vuitton, right?
它不是一个 LV 的包包。
A shepherd's bag actually is very humble, but it's very modest.
一个牧人的囊袋是非常谦卑的。
See, this bag represents our hearts.
这个袋子就代表了我们的心。
So when you and I read the Word of God.
当我们读神的话的时候，
when we kneel down and pray to God,
我们跟神祷告的时候，
we must have a shepherd's bag to put those things in.
我们必须要有一个牧人的袋把这些东西放进去。
Why? Because if we use any other bags, and then our heart is not humble enough.
因为你用其他的袋子的话，我们的心没有这么的谦卑。
Then if it's not humble enough, there's no way that you and I can use to kill our enemy.
那如果我们没有谦卑的话，我们并没有办法杀死我们的敌人。
So because of that,
因为这样子，
then you can see David, he drew.Near Goliath.
你看大卫往哥利亚靠近。
But the rest of the soldiers, remember, they ran away.
其他的军人就跑走了。
But David ran toward Goliath.
但是大卫往哥利亚那边走。
And what did he do?
那他做了什么事呢？
Of course, for him, he's so confident, right?
他是非常有信心。
He was not confident in himself, he confident in God.
他不是信心在他自己身上，而是在神。
And David said to Goliath, yes, you come to me in sword and spears and javelin, but you know what? I come to you in the name of the Most High God.
大卫跟哥利亚说，你可能有你的刀剑跟枪，但是我来是借有神的名。
And of course, and on the end, right? Look at verse 48.
我们来看48节。
So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, then David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Verse 49. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and he slung it and struck the Philistine right in his forehead, so that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell on face to the earth. See? Simple. Quite simple.
看这里就讲得非常简单。
David, God was with him.
神与大卫同在。
So when he slung his sling there, and then the stone, because it's smooth, it goes right into the Goliath's forehead.
因为他在转他的击拳的时候，当石头出去的时候，因为它是光滑的，所以他打入了哥利亚的头。
Why is it in his forehead?
为什么是他的额头呢？
Not anywhere else.
不是其他的地方。
Because that is the most sensitive spot.
因为是一个非常敏感的地方。
And I'm sure God was the one that guided his rock, the stone, to hit Goliath right in the forehead.
那我也确定神带领大卫的石头，所以他可以打到哥利亚的额头。
What does that mean for us nowadays?
那对我们来讲是什么意思呢？
No, nowadays, what is the greatest enemy of us?
我们今天最大的敌人是谁呢？
I'm telling you, it's not anyone out there.
不是其他的在外面的人。
But rather it's in here.
是在我们脑子里面的。
You can see nowadays there's too many brothers do not believe in our basic doctrine anymore.
有我们现在有很多弟兄姐妹，他们并不相信我们的基本信仰。
Some brothers do not believe that you need to be baptized to be saved.
有些弟兄姐妹他并不相信你需要借由。
Some brothers believe when you believe you ought to receive the Holy Spirit.
你不需要洗礼或者是圣灵来得救。
And you don't need to have your feet washed.
你不需要洗脚礼。
So it's all up here.
都是在我们的脑子里。
This is our greatest enemy.
这是我们最大的敌人。
Just like in the book of Revelation.
就像启示录讲的。
You can see the dragon, the beast that came out of the sea, and the beast that the woman sat on, they have two things in common.
你可以看到那个龙跟海中出来的兽。
All of them have seven heads.
他们有七个头。
And ten horns.
十个角。
Why? Because horns is on their head.
因为那个角就在他们头上。
And of course, horn is power.
那这个角就代表着能力。
Where's the power?
能力在哪？
The power is in their head.
他的能力在于他们的脑子。
That's why on the end days.
就是为什么末日的时候。
When Satan is released.
当撒旦被释放的时候。
He will go out to deceive many people.
他会出来欺骗所有人。
Deceive what? Deceive the way they think. Deceive what's in their minds.
来欺骗他们脑子里所想的事情。
So how can we kill Goliath?
我们如何杀死哥利亚？
We must use the word of God.
必须用神的话。
And allow it to be inside our head.
让神的话在我们的脑子里面。
Because if you and I have the mind of Christ,
如果我们有神的脑的话，
there's no way Satan can kill us.
撒旦并没有能力来杀我。
But we must use the word of God.
我们必须用神的话。
And always put inside our minds.
把神的话放在我们的脑里面。
So when Satan tried to attack us,
当撒旦来攻击我们的时候，
he cannot kill us.
他没有办法击杀。
But when you and I use the word of God inside our mind,
当我们用脑子里神的话的时候，
all the deception from Satan.Deceptions from Satan.
撒旦要欺骗我们的时候。
And all the false teaching from Satan.
他所有假的教训。
We'll be able to get rid of it, what's in here.
我们会把它去除。
You can see nowadays, actually, many of our brothers and sisters do not believe in our doctrine anymore.
我们现在很多弟兄姐妹并不相信我们的教义。
And this is their Goliath.
这就是他们的哥利亚。
They cannot get over the idea that we're the only one true church.
他们并没有办法相信我们是唯一得救的教会。
They cannot get over the idea that how can you and I, the only church that have the promised Holy Spirit?
他没有办法相信为什么只有我们这间教会才有应许的圣灵。
It's the day that we don't believe anymore.
如果我们不相信的那一日。
And that's the day that Satan have deceived us.
那就是撒旦来欺骗我们的那一
日。You can see that David not only, you know, put the stone inside Goliath's head.
大卫不只把石头丢在哥利亚的头里面。
But he took the sword and just cut his head right off.
他用他的刀然后把他的头砍下。
And I would make sure Goliath is dead.
他要确定哥利亚是死的。
The same thing for us.
对我们来讲也是一样。
Don't allow any false teachings to be inside our head.
不要让一些假的教义来欺骗我们自己。
We must use the word of God to cut it out right away.
我们必须要用神的话来把它斩除。
If not, soon or later, we'll grow inside our head, and then we'll be deceived by Satan.
因为迟早它会在可能在我们脑子里面发酵。
But after David killed Goliath,
当大卫杀死哥利亚之后
，Look at verse 52.
我们来看五十二节。
Now the men of Israel of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistine as far as the entrance of the valley of the gate of Ekron.
五十二节，以色列和犹大人便起身呐喊，追赶非利士人，直到加特和以哥伦的城门。被杀的非利士人倒在沙拉营的路上，直到加特和以哥伦。
It took only one youth.
他只需要。说只有一个青年。
Who has great faith in God?
他有对神有信心。
And through him,
借由他
he killed the biggest enemy.
他杀死了最大的敌人。
And through him,
借由他
once again it brought the courage to the army of Israel.
他给了其他的军人信心。
And that's why the men of Israel at that time chased their enemy all over the place.
所以那时候以色列人的军队就来追杀他们的敌人。
And this is the way you and I should be.
这就是我们应该要效法的。
We should not run from our enemies.
我们不应该逃跑。
But the enemy should run from us.
敌人应该要向我们逃跑。
Not because of ourselves.
不是因为我们自己。
Because the commander in chief is God himself.
原来是神领军带领我们。
So let's continue to be like David.
所以我们必须持续的像大卫一样。
Be brave and courageous.
像他一样勇敢。
And always fight for the right motivation.
我们为用正确的动机来而战。
And use experience with our Lord Jesus Christ to conquer our fear.
我们用我们对神的体验来战胜我们的软弱。
But even though there's many different ways to defeat the enemy out there,
其实我们有很多方式可以来击败我们的敌人。
But in the spiritual battle,
但是在灵里面
there's only two things that you and I can destroy an enemy with.
只有两个东西我们可以来击杀我们的敌人。
That is the word of God.
就是神的话。
That is the spirit of God.
然后神的灵
Just like David took the stone from the brook.
就像大卫从溪里面捡起来的石子
Without the word, without the spirit, there's no way we can kill our spiritual enemy.
如果没有神的话，神的灵，我们并没有击杀，没有办法击杀我们灵里
的敌人。So the more enemy we kill,
所以我们杀死更多的敌人的时候
the more our brothers and sisters can be courageous.
更多的弟兄姐妹可以有勇气。
So may God help us.
愿神带领我们。
Let's all rise and sing one hymn.
请起立唱诗。
356。
三百五十六首。
356。
三百五十六首。
In camp along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers ride and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing sky against the falling fields below. Let all our strength be true. It is the victory.Sword, the word of God. We tread the road, the saints abide. By faith they land a weighty band, swept on an empty field. Their faith by which they conquered death is still a shining shield.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Who are we?
我们是什么呢？
We are the army of the Most High God.
我们是神 的军队。
And every one of us must recognize this.
我们每一个人都必须要了解这一点。
The day we recognize that we are the true army that is in heaven.
我们有一天，当我们了解我们是天兵的时候
，That is the day that you and I will truly cultivate ourselves.
那一天就是你会开始灵修自己的时候。
When we cultivate ourselves,
当我们灵修自己的时候
，then we become the great army of God.
我们就成为神伟大的军队。
Then through Him leading us,
藉由他的带领
，we will go conquer and conquer.
我们会战胜而战胜。
And we will be able to win many souls for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以赢得很多的灵魂为主耶稣基督。
But before then,
但在那之前
，let's cultivate ourselves.
我们必须灵修自己。
And be ready for Lord Jesus Christ to use us.
我们要准备，所以神可以用我们。
And the best way to be ready, we must continue to read God's word.
那最好的方法就是查考神的话。
And we must continue to pray.
我们必须继续的祷告。
Without praying, there's no way you and I can overcome an enemy.
如果我们不祷告的话，我们并没有办法击败我们的敌人。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。
And those of us who want lay of hands, please come up and pray.
如果你希望接受按手的话，请到前面来祷告。
And we ask the minister to lay hands on us.
我们请长职人员来为他们按手。
Please come up and pray together.
请到前面来祷告。